Recorded Books and RB Digital present Dark Tide Rising, a William Monk novel, by Anne Perry, narrated by David Colacci. Chapter 1. Monk sat beside the fire and felt the heat seep through him. Outside was the kind of clinging silence that only fog brings. The river was shrouded, and dusk came early this time of the year. Monk was unusually conscious of being happy. This deep sense of peace was not a casual thing. He looked at Hester in the chair opposite him, and found himself smiling. He was not aware of the first knock on the door. It was only when Hester stood up that he realized what the sound had been. He rose quickly. "No, I'll go." Reluctantly, he went into the hall and unlocked the front door. Sir Oliver Rathbone stood on the step, the porch light glistening on drops of fog that covered his grey hat and the shoulders of his coat. His lean face was without its usual aura of wit. There was no wind at all, and yet a breath of chill accompanied him. "Come in," Monk said quickly, stepping back to allow him room. Rathbone obeyed and pulled the door closed behind him. He shivered, as if suddenly aware of how cold he was. He took off his hat and coat and hung them on the hall stand, stuffing his gloves in his pockets. "It must be bad," Monk said. They had known each other for years, in fact, for nearly all of the 15 years since the Crimean War had ended in 1856. There was no need for social niceties.
"It is.